I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And it's the first show of March, so spring is in the air. What do you have for us today?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about gastrointestinal issues that may be related to dairy products. I have a lot of patients that come in. It's probably the sort of the top issue that people come in to see me for is gastrointestinal issues. And sometimes patients are sensitive to dairy, so they're sensitive to the protein in dairy, or sometimes they're actually lactose intolerant. And lactose intolerance is basically a sensitivity to the lactose or the milk sugar. And some patients are born with that, an inability to digest the sugar. Some people are partially lactose intolerant, so they can maybe tolerate it maybe until around age 20. Or sometimes patients develop lactose intolerance later in life after an illness, after use of antibiotics, or with the aging process, the enzyme starts to, your ability to digest dairy starts to diminish. Some people are blessed with the enzyme until they're 80 or 90 years old. So it's all over the map. And you can actually test this genetically, in fact. So one of the things I always like to know is if patients are lactose intolerant, if their gastrointestinal issue is related to that. So one of the things we can do, you can go to the lab and you can test for lactose intolerance. But sometimes what I do is just have patients avoid dairy for a period of time, all lactose products. And then what we do is we do a challenge after about 2 weeks. But the main thing is I actually give them a list of all the different places where milk can hide. Because if you read packages, it's really important to understand that milk can hide, for example, as I'll just give you an example, dried milk solids, malted milk, margarine, lactose, lactulose, lactoferrin. These are all sort of chemical names for milk or dairy products. So if you're buying packaged products, it's really important if you're doing trying a dairy-free product to avoid milk entirely. And certainly, if that is an issue, then we can discuss sort of how to resolve those or how to adjust the diet accordingly to avoid any of the future gastrointestinal issues.
So it sounds like gastrointestinal problems can be linked to dairy, but that you can test for them and then you can figure out solutions naturally.
Absolutely.
And if someone wants to talk to you about gastrointestinal problems or just their health in general and how to approach it naturally, how do we reach you?
They can reach me at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001 or thornhillnaturopathic.ca. A complimentary consultation for 15 minutes either by phone or in Dr. Betty's office. All you have to do is remember that number or write it down, 905-707-2001, and ask for Dr. Betty. I look forward to learning more next week, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Thank you.